Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today here on this Monday, June 2nd edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. The long-awaited draft study regarding the new proposed Line 5 tunnel that we've been waiting for from the Army Corps of Engineers is basically a study that will determine whether or not the project permits go forward, and they can begin construction of the tunnel project. Well, the basic takeaway is that the study says that the tunnel will have direct detrimental effects on surface transportation, as well as the loss of trees, wetlands, and other habitats. However, the probable detrimental effect would occur during the six-year construction phase and would end up lessening and alleviate afterward, according to the United States Army Corps of Engineers draft of the environmental impact study they released on Friday. The applicant's preferred alternative would have a beneficial cumulative effect on reduced risk of petroleum leaks in the Straits of Mackinac, and when combined with one of the other decommissioning sub-alternatives, improvements to water-based recreation is noted. Canadian-based Enbridge preferred choice is to construct a 21-foot diameter tunnel about 3.6 miles long, drilled through the bedrock underneath the lake bed of the Straits of Mackinac. The North Straits facility is the most southern tip just west of St. Ignace. And one of the things that they're looking at here is creating a situation where it is the shortest point of 3.6 miles. An alternative of engineered gravel rock protective cover would have similar detrimental cumulative effects as what Enbridge wants to do, but somewhat to a lesser extent. Engineered gravel rock protective cover over the existing pipeline that lays on the floor of the Straits of Mackinac. This alternative would have the beneficial cumulative effect of reducing the risk of a vessel's anchor strike on the dual pipelines, the report added. However, in a statement, Enbridge called the report study a significant milestone and the result of more than 5 years of rigorous and comprehensive permit reviews, as well as stakeholder engagement, including input from the Indian tribes. The statement put out by Enbridge reads as follows: "We appreciate the extensive technical work that went into this document, and the opportunity to contribute detailed responses to numerous data and information requests, demonstrating our commitment to transparency and environmental and social and cultural responsibility. Our goal is to have the smallest possible environmental footprint. The tunnel design already reflects that intent, and we will use the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' findings, as well as this study, to further refine the project, end quote, said Enbridge's statement. Now, the interesting part of this story goes on to say, according to the Department of the study who produced this report, the tribal nations withdrew from their cooperating agency status, which means they are no longer going to participate in the development. But they can comment on it during public comment, during the comment period. The United States Army Corps of Engineers has spent 5 years evaluating the environmental impacts associated with Enbridge's proposed tunnel and the existing Line 5 dual pipeline. Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Attorney General Dana Nessel have both asked state and federal courts to shut the Line 5 pipeline down. To date, however, the lawsuits have been unsuccessful in ending the state and Enbridge's agreement. Two lawsuits, however, one in Ingham County Circuit Court and the other in the U.S. District Court, continue. Enbridge having the latest legal victory back just April 23rd of this year. Michigan Public Service Commission's approval is also being appealed by the governor and the attorney general. That court win occurred back on February 19th, and the Michigan Public Service Commission gave its blessing more than a year ago, December 1st of 2023. Overall, the most recent report found that the tunnel construction would have temporary effects on noise, vibration, aesthetics, recreation, wildlife, and geology during the construction phase, which is expected to last 6 years. However, the long-term effects include loss of vegetation and some wetlands, as well as detrimental impacts to visual resources. Because permanent facilities at the entrance and the exit of the tunnel in Mackinac City and St. Ignace would be visible from some shorelines. The report notes that the United States Army Corps of Engineers continues to evaluate adverse impacts, if any, to historic properties and the potential impingement on treaties rights of the federally recognized Indian tribes. The timeline for the project was shortened after President Donald Trump declared it a national energy emergency. Groundwork Center for Resilient Communities today called on Michigan to uphold its public trust duty by requiring a full review of the tunnel project under the Great Lakes Submerged Land Act. Ashley Radzinski, Groundwork's Climate and Environment Program Director, called the Army Corps' claims of an emergency being energy related is a false narrative. This so-called energy emergency is a sham, she said in a statement. Experts continue to agree that Michigan does not need the oil from Line 5. Beth Wallace, Climate and Clean Energy Director of the National Wildlife Federation, Great Lakes Regional Center, called it a sham process. They merely allowed the Corps to telegraph its plans to approve the tunnel permit before we even had public comment. The real emergency is a potential Line 5 rupture in the Great Lakes. A failure to fully consider this project would not only put our economy and the drinking water for millions at risk based on drilling spills and explosions, but it also opens the door for other oil corporations to follow suit. Well, the public has 30 days to submit comments, and the United States Army Corps of Engineers will hold hearings in the Detroit district at two different public as well as virtual meetings, 1 to 4 p.m. in June 5th, 1 to 4 p.m. and 5 to 8 p.m. July 25th. Public comment will be accepted until June 30th, where people can post their comments online, or they can mail it directly to the EIS. Their address is 16501 Shady Grove Road, P.O. Box 10178, and Gaithersburg, Maryland, 20898. The final report after public comment is expected in the fall. So we'll see where this goes. But preliminary study says there will be some detrimental impact to the area, but mostly during the construction period. After construction is over, they say there could be some problems in shoreline viewings of the exit and entering of the tunnel, as well as potential impact to local wetlands. Well, I'm sure they'll probably force them to mitigate those wetlands in a different area to offset the loss of those wetlands. That's probably going to be part of their final report. But we'll have to wait and see. Won't get that until fall. Okay, let's see. We got enough time. Let's get to this real quick short story. As the ferries departed Mackinac Island Friday morning, carrying all of the 2025 Mackinac Policy Conference goers, the bottom line walk away was a call for civility. Every speaker, every committee takeaway, including Governor Gretchen Whitmer and other folks speaking at the conference, it was a clear clarion call for civility this year. Detroit Regional Chamber Vice President of Political Affairs Brad Williams said, "We feel that we started this back with former Governor Rick Snyder, and we are going to continue heading into this legislative year in Lansing. Everybody needs to be nice to each other." Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Antrim County Conservative Union 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment for today. Want to read to you a note that I got at the P.O. box of a donor who made a donation to our legal defense fund. As you may know or not know, the show, Your Defending Fathers, as well as myself personally, the owner of the radio station, Michigan Broadcasters LLC, and my wife, Victoria Bishop, were all being sued by Tom Moran of Moran Ironworks and his company. As a result, we were forced to hire an attorney that we found down in Frankenmuth, Michigan, who responded to the lawsuit, and we are ongoing with litigation, discovery, depositions, things like that, before the case goes to trial. Our attorneys advise us that we will end up spending probably between $22,000 and $25,000 defending ourselves in this lawfare tactic that is being applied to us, against us, to basically take me off the air and to shut down the radio station. Well, I got this note, and it was an anonymous donation. Dear Trucker Randy, I don't know you, nor do I know Tom Moran, but I do know of his company. I don't know the whole story, so I'm not going to take sides. However, this donation is for the right to free speech. Nobody should be able to silence someone just because they don't like what they said. I often listen to your show just to keep up on Michigan happenings in the legislature, and would be sad to see your show removed from the air. You and Tom likely have more in common than you think. It would be nice if a neutral third party could make amends between the two of you. An equitable compromise seems like it would be the best and most cost-effective solution to the problem, so that the lawyers can quit sucking the money away from both of you. I hope your legal defense prevails. Long live the truth. Jesus has got this. Don't give up. Well, frankly, we have already stopped talking about both Tom Moran and his company, and we don't understand why this case is even ongoing. There is no equitable compromise when we've already stop talking about him and his company. But yet he continues to pursue the case. The case could be dropped tomorrow if he chose to do so. But that's not his goal, according to a recorded phone conversation that we have been given to us by Dr. Jeff up at the Sioux Animal Hospital. He told Dr. Jeff point blank, his goal is to shut down this show and shut down this radio station. Okay, we understand that now, and we have to defend ourselves. Unless he wants to stop the lawsuit, put an end to this, that's his call. He could do it tomorrow if he chose to do so. But we'll wait and see. But in the meantime, we have to pay the attorney to continue the process. And so, basically, we're asking for donations. We greatly appreciate your very generous donations, sir, whoever you are or ma'am. Thank you very much for it. And thank you for the note. We believe in First Amendment rights. We believe that we answered the complaint properly. And we don't feel that we did anything wrong. And we did not feel that he is entitled to any type of relief that he's asking for. But having to defend yourself and pay attorney fees is a way to basically try to bankrupt a very small radio station, that's fine. But bottom line is, if you'd like to donate to our legal defense fund, text me legal, and I'll send you the link to the website, which has all the information on there about it, and also the mailing address if you'd like to mail a check or a donation like this person did, Michigan Broadcasters LLC, to our P.O. Box in Elk Rapids, Michigan. It's box number 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan, and the zip code there is 49615. So basically, as I wrap up the show today, I greatly appreciate the time. If you want to talk about it, you can give me a call after the show. We'll be off the air at noon, and we'll be able to give you a full update as to what's going on. Again, we're off the air here in about 3 minutes, and we'll be able to discuss it at that point. Or just simply text me legal, and I'll send you the information. One of the major points to this whole situation, we didn't do anything wrong. Like the note says, we believe in our First Amendment rights. That's basically what our defense is, and we stand on the U.S. Constitution. And hopefully the judge or the jury will agree with us as we put forward our defense. So greatly appreciate you guys helping us out. If you have any questions, give me a call. We'll be glad to discuss it. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Start off this week with a great Monday. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow on the radio. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing,